This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. Now, Bank Negara Malaysia has maintained the overnight policy rate at 3% in its last meeting of the year yesterday. And this was in line with majority expectations. So 16 of 25 economists polled by Bloomberg predicted that the rate would remain unchanged.
Only 9 had expected a 25 bips cut, and Bank Negara said that at the current level of the OPR, the monetary policy stance remain accommodative and supportive of economic activity.
So for more on this, we turn this morning to Manokaran Mutain, Chief Economist with Alliance Bank, for his thoughts on Bank Negara's policy direction. Thank you for joining us, Manokaran. Now, was BNM's decision in line with your expectations? And what are your main takeaways from their MPS statement?
Okay, I was one of the people who were expecting the rates to be maintained. If you look at it, there is no necessity at the moment or no agency that shows that there will be a rate cut because of the economic activities. Economic activities in the third quarter has been very strong. And you look at it, is third quarter will follow through. I believe we are expecting a GDP announcement on the 15th of this month, and we expect about 4.7% growth. And also looking at the inflation remains subdued, below 1%, and recent PMI data also showed some kind of a recovery there. So there are some kind of, despite the headwinds globally, we are still stable, I would say. We are still stable. And only thing is that trade activity has been very irregular, you know.
Okay, some economists are predicting that Bank Negara will cut interest rates early next year. And so if we look ahead to 2020, what's the direction of Bank Negara's monetary policy in your view?
In my view, I think there will be a cut. I do agree from a quarter ago, I've been seeing that the slowdown has been quite a slowdown in the global economy itself is fairly strong there. So the only thing is our side is the reason start of this all these infrastructure projects that has been stopped after the government takeover. Okay, new government that has become like a fiscal boost for the economy. So I don't, at the moment, okay, because of the external sector slowdown, we may experience some growth slowdown in the coming quarters, and that will trigger a rate review. I think there are two meetings in the month of January and as well as March. I think one of the meetings in the first quarter, we may see a rate cut.
Okay, meanwhile, the government has set a target of 4.8% for GDP for 2020. Don't you think this creates pressure for Bank Negara in terms of actually cutting rates more aggressively for next year?
Actually, the growth rate predicted by Bank Negara or government, the treasury people, could be a bit of optimistic side. We are looking at around 4.5%. Okay.
Why do you think? Then why do you think the government has such a high number?
I'm not sure, but I think they are looking at the global economy, the U.S.-China trade war will come to an end amicably, and Brexit will be closed, next year. Okay, beginning of next year, and trade will recover. and the investment recovery. To them, I think at the moment, what is really dragging our economy at the moment is the investment growth. If the investment can recover as a result of a recovery in the global economy, I think we are safe. But I would say, summarizing it, I would say the Malaysian economy is not going to slip into a recession. Mm. But we cannot avoid the synchronized slowdown elsewhere. So we will be slowing down.
Thank you very much, Manokaran. And that was Manokaran Muttain, chief economist with Alliance Bank. And I like his bottom line there. Basically, we don't, according to him, we don't have to worry about a recession, but we will nevertheless be hit by the global slowdown, which is what we have heard from other commentators as well. Basically, pushing back against this idea that, oh, you know, Malaysia is going to come out, you know, on top of this trade war because we're going to be a big beneficiary of the divergence. Not necessarily the case, because it's bigger piece of a overall smaller pie, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think Bank Negara will be under pressure to cut rates by 25 bips in 2020 at one of the next MPC meetings to kind of boost that growth, you know. And so I think they'll also be watching what the other central banks are doing in the region, and in particular the Feds too.
So we have some notes here from the monetary policy statement that basically said that the domestic economy overall is doing okay. Like in the near term, a moderate expansion of economic activity for the third quarter is expected, and growth is expected to remain anchored by a firm private sector expenditure, which is in turn supported by continued employment and wage growth. But we also do have some reports out of Bank Negara recently, which is that earlier this year they reduced the daily cash threshold to 25,000 from 50,000, and since then they have received over 5 million cash transactions worth 483 billion ringgit in the 9 months following.
Yeah, yeah. This is not the cash transactions, but rather the daily cash threshold report. And this is very important because the Bank Negara lowered the threshold from 50,000 ringgit to 25,000 ringgit, which means that any transactions that are, correct me if I'm wrong, Shaoning here, below that, at the level of 25,000, it's a higher standard, right? When you lower the threshold, it's a higher standard for reporting because people can just split up their deposits over many, many, many layers to do money laundering and to do all the bad things that perhaps Joe Lo did.
Well,
and then which required you to go for plastic surgery and change your face to get unidentified.
And get a Cypriot passport yeah. and everything.
Well, to be honest, in terms of anti-money laundering, I mean, what Bank Negara is doing is just making it more difficult. If people really want to be clever about it,
correct,
they will find ways. So even though you've split it or you reduced it from 50,000 to 25,000, what effectively people do is just, like you say, like divide the amounts and maybe just it's just more inconvenient.
Just underneath 25,000 maybe.
Yeah, 24,999, yeah. Something like that. You know, it's just more inconvenient for these people, but it doesn't necessarily stop them. But anyway, Governor Datuk Noor Samsia Yunus said that while it's too early to draw any concrete conclusions, the total value of cash transactions reported had increased marginally, while the number of CTR reports had nearly doubled.
So the move to reduce the daily CTR effective January 1st this year was to bring Malaysia's CTR on par with other countries, as the previous threshold was high and also apparently reportedly disconnected from the size of the country's economy, especially in relation to purchasing power. So now regulators are looking to introduce a cash transaction limit in order to complement these existing measures. Now, Nur Shamsia does say that the CTR could further mitigate any abuses of cash. Now, they're in the midst of gathering feedback on the system and are soliciting or welcoming public feedback.
Meanwhile, Dr. Mahathir is giving some feedback on the level of corruption in the country, and he's saying that before it was under the table, today is openly above the table and graft has increased quite a bit in the country.
Yeah, what is really worrying is he says that the corruption in this country has become almost a lifestyle, with cash ushered in and heralded as the new king. So our Prime Minister said that no matter how tight and comprehensive regulations were introduced and imposed in Malaysia, like I said earlier, criminals are still able to find a way which warrants for new and innovative responses.
Yeah, that's one of his favourite phrases, that under the old government, it's cash is king government under the Barisan National Administration. So interesting to see that he's reviving it once again. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Mahathir at the event did launch Malaysia's Financial Intelligence Network, or MyFinNet, I think I'm...
MyFinNet,
which is a new public-private partnership initiated by Bank Negara, aimed at being a platform to encourage sharing of intelligence and current topical issues between the law enforcement agencies. So hopefully it will be able to see a bit more conversation between the law enforcement agencies in this regard.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.